Andrew, what's your take on the use of cold calling by these firms? Constant.
I think it's appalling. There's really no necessity for it at all. The fact is that people who are concerned about their debt will eventually get on the phone. There's no reason at all to go around cold calling.
Well, if you're going to make money from it, there is a reason, isn't there? You just have a look at the relevant credit list, you find out people who are in trouble, and there's your market. You phone them up and you offer what seems to be a miracle solution.
I'm afraid some people do that. The most reputable companies in the industry don't cold call. There's no need to do it.
When you look at the actual situation that people are in, a lot of the time you could reschedule your debts, couldn't you, which is effectively what the industry does. It negotiates with lenders and reschedules people's debts. You could do that through Citizens Advice, for example, or the Money Advice Trust for free. And often you will be able to get that for free, but as you say, there's just not enough capacity there, is there, to deal with the whole problem?
It isn't just capacity. Around about 80% of the plans put forward by Citizens Advice Bureau are do-it-yourself plans. The creditors don't accept them, because people who get into debt because they can't manage money. The creditors actually want a debt management plan that is backed by an organisation that will get money from the client and pass it on. Most of our members manage to negotiate interest rate freezes and freezes on charges and penalties with most of the creditors, which actually means that we do earn, you know, we provide a benefit from the client. You go to a creditor with a do-it-yourself debt advice plan from the Citizens Advice Bureau, they will accept your money, but they will not stop chasing you and they will not stop charging interest.
Well, obviously, if you do actually succeed in recapturing some repayments on behalf of the creditors, you've acted in their interest. Isn't there a tension in the whole industry anyway between acting in the creditor's interest and acting in the debtor's interest? Because often it will be in the debtor's best interest to just go bust, but no one's going to tell them that because they can't earn any money doing it.
That's not true. The first thing is, yes, there is a tension, and of course, some of the largest suppliers in the non-fee charging side are actually paid by the creditors to recover monies on their behalf. When it comes to giving advice, if you go to an organisation whose advisors are properly trained and becoming bankrupt is the best solution, they will tell you that. That's really important.
We've got texts coming in about this, so clearly it's of a lot of interest to a lot of people. But Dave, for instance, says, how do you find out who the good debt companies are? Is there a list?
Yeah, if you go to our website, debtresolutionforum.org.uk, you'll find a list of our members, you'll find our standards, you'll find how to complain about us if you've got an issue with any of our members. It's all there.
Now, there's another text which is very relevant to that. Got in a problem with credit cards 8 years ago, never missed a payment, now owe more than before. Now, someone in that situation, you have clear complaints procedures, but a lot of the companies, according to the OFT, don't know how to handle complaints. What can they do if they want to get some money back?
What you have to do is you have to go through the company's own complaints procedure before the Financial Ombudsman Service is interested in hearing from you. So unfortunately, you do have to start with the company. If it's a member of a trade association like the Debt Resolution Forum, then they will have a proper complaints procedure. If you're still not satisfied after that, if the company you're with is a member of DRF, you have the Debt Resolution Forum's complaints procedure, which is undertaken by a committee with a majority of lay members. And in fact, the chair is the chair of the Money Advice Group at Advice UK.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much for joining us and explaining that all to us. That's Andrew Smith there from the Debt Resolution Forum.